Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. At 8 o'clock, at the end of this broadcast, we have a TV program that airs on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. Let us know what you think. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. We have many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of the Word of God. We have all these radio broadcasts and MP3 files. We have the TV programs there that you can download and re-examine or look ahead, and a host of other Bible-related materials that will help you in your study of the Word of God. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship services and Bible studies at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. In the last few months, we have been looking at why we are members of the Church of Christ, and we have been trying to explain why we are very much different than many of the churches that you might be more familiar with. And so we've been looking at different aspects of why we believe and practice the things that we do. Today, we're going to begin a short period of study looking at the church is undenominational. The Church of Christ is an undenominational institution. Now, some claim to be an undenominational church. However, they are all denominational in that they look with favor upon all denominations. In other words, unity and diversity. You're all right, I'm all right. And our differences are really not significant, and we can have unity even though we are divided. That's a denominational concept. We are undenominational. The Church of Christ is undenomination in that it is not a denomination, and it stands opposed to denominationalism. Not because we are angry at anyone or we hate anyone. We are trying to follow the pattern given to us in the Word of God. And if we're going to follow that pattern, we're going to have to be undenominational. Now, maybe that's a term that you're not familiar with. So let me try to explain. Denominationalism contradicts the Bible and is diametrically opposed to what the Bible teaches. Denominationalist says there are many bodies or churches. There are just as many denominations and churches as there are people. Well, undenominational Christianity takes issue with that. Because the Bible says that Jesus promised to build his church in Matthew 16:18. When he said my church, he said singular. He didn't say churches, he said church. And in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 20, the scriptures say that there is one body. So that's diametrically opposed to denominationalism that says there are many churches, many bodies, where the undenominational characteristic of the Bible says there is only one body and one church. Denominationalism, the churches are founded by men. Men like Joseph Smith, Martin Luther, Charles Taze Russell, and so forth. And so you can trace their lineage and you can trace their origin and you can see that they were founded by men. That they were founded at a particular time in history and they have a man that's given credit for being the first one to build that particular organization. Well, undenominational Christianity says that the Lord's church was founded by him. We just made reference to Matthew 16:18, that he promised to build his church. And then in Acts 20:28, the scripture says that he purchased that church with his own blood. Now notice, he purchased his church. He didn't purchase all churches. He purchased his church. And so that makes the church undenominational because it is founded only by Christ and he only founded one. Another thing that makes us different than denominations have human heads like popes, like bishops, cardinals, presidents, pastors, so-called. And so these are human heads, presidents. They have board of directors. All these are human organizations and they are human heads. That's part of what makes a body of religion denominational. But according to the scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 through 23, the head of the church is Christ. He's the head of the church and he's the head of the body, which is the church. And so there's only one hit. There's not many hits. There's not a debate. It's not something that progresses or is passed down from one generation to the next. There is only one head, and that head is Jesus Christ. But not only do they have human heads in denominationalism, they have human creeds. Things like the Book of Mormon, the Methodist Discipline, the Lutheran Guide, Hitchcock Baptist Bible Manual, the Book of Mormon, the Bible Watchtower Tract Society, and I could go on and on. These are human creeds. These are books that you would have to get and read and study in order to know how to become a member of that denomination and what's required of you when you are a member of that denomination. Well, the undenominational Christianity of the Lord's Church is that the Bible is our only creed. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and is profitable for reproof, for rebuke, and to instruct us in all righteousness, and thoroughly equip us to every good work. We know that whatever we do in word or deed, we have to do by His authority, Colossians 3, 17. And so if you come to the Lord's Church, the only book that you're going to see that we use is the Bible. It is the only book that is used for why and how and when and what we practice and what we believe, because it is the only creed of undenominational Christianity. We also don't wear human names. Denominationalism contradicts the Bible because it wears human names. Mormons, Baptists, Lutherans, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, Latter-day Saints, Roman Catholic. We could go on and on and on. These are human names given to human organizations. But in the scripture, we only wear one name, and that name is Christian. That is the name we wear because it glorifies God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 26, it says the disciples in Antioch were called Christians first. In Antioch, the name Christian first appears in Acts 11, verse 16. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, we're told that if any man suffers as a Christian, he should not be ashamed. And so we wear the name of the one that we belong to. We belong to Christ. He paid for our salvation. Therefore, we belong to Him. Therefore, we wear that name. We don't wear human names. That makes us distinctive, different than the denominations who wear human names. Denominationalism follows men. They follow the teachings of men. They have conventions. They have synods. They have dissertations where they get together and they determine what direction their group is going to go in, what teaching they're going to emphasize, what teaching are they going to back away from. Why? Because it's ruled by men. Well, we don't do that in the Lord's Church. We're undenominational because we don't follow men. Following men is condemning. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 through 13, the Apostle Paul dealt with that in his first letter to the Church of Corinth. They were following men like Apollos, like Cephas, Peter, Paul, and some even of Christ. And he told them that he asked it and commanded them that there be no division among them. He condemned the wearing of human names. He answered that by two questions. Who was baptized? Well, whose name were you baptized in? We're not baptized in the name of man. We're baptized in the name of Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. And who died for you? No man died for us. Christ died for us. And so we see that following men is condemned. Galatians 1 verse 10 also teaches that same truth. So the undenominational Christianity is that we don't follow men. We only follow God. Another thing that makes us different to denominationalism is that there's a multiplicity of churches in denominationalism. I'm told by the last count over 15,000 in the world. That's a multiplicity of churches. Yet in the Bible, it's very plain in Ephesians 4, verse 4 through 6, and Romans 16, 16, that there is only one church. There's only one church that the Lord built, and there's only one that belongs to Him. And there's only one that He died for. That makes it a very different distinction than denominationalism. And so we're undenominational because, according to Scripture, there is only one, not a multiplicity of churches. Denomination memberships, and there is no salvation. If you can become a member of any church you want to become a member of. You can become a Lutheran, a Presbyterian, a Baptist, a Methodist, a Latter-day Saint, a Roman Catholic, a, Seventh-day Adventists. You can join any church that you choose to. But in those churches, there is no salvation because they don't belong to the Lord. It's essential to be in the Lord's church in order to receive the promise of salvation that he is offering. In Acts 2:47, on the day of Pentecost, when the first recipients of the gospel gladly received the word and were baptized, and about 3,000 souls were added to the Lord's church, Acts 2:47. He's the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. Not all bodies, his body. He's the Savior of his body. Not all bodies, the Savior of his own body. That makes us different than denominationalism. And in denominationalism, they preach many gospels. They preach many different messages. There's no uniformity in what they believe. Some preach faith only. Some preach grace only. Some preach baptism is essential. Some don't. Some say that you once saved is always saved. Others say that it doesn't matter. Some say that you can be lost after you're saved. Some say that man can never be lost after he's saved. There's just a diversity of different positions and different doctrines taught in denominationalism. Well, that's condemned by God. And I'll just give you one passage in Galatians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7. It says, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we've said before, so say I now again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which we have received, let him be accursed. You know, the gospel is not a changing thing. It doesn't change with the time. It doesn't change with each generation. It's the same as it was when it was given for the first time on the day of Pentecost. That's the beauty of God's word. It doesn't change. What my parents taught me, I can teach my children and my grandchildren and their children. Because the message is never going to change. It's always going to be the same. And so what makes us different than denominationalism, we don't have many doctrines. We don't have many different gospels. We only have one, and we try to follow that in accordance with God's will. The last thing for this morning is that many denominations rewrite their creeds yearly. They have revisions. They have changes. They have alterations. They decide to go in a new direction. They begin to accept things that they once didn't accept. Well, that's not true in the Lord's church. We're undenominational because the Bible remains the same. It's here for today and forever. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, it says, it will never pass away. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus said, the same word that he spoke to us, the same will judge us in the last days. And so we don't have revisions. We don't have amendments. We don't change our teaching according to the times and what the majority of the world wants. I'll just give you one brief example. Today, the big issue in many churches is what to do with the homosexual. And so many denominations have begun to accept them. The problem is, God hasn't changed his word about that. God says that conduct is sinful. God says that conduct will cause a man to be lost. That's what the Bible teaches. Read Romans chapter 1. Read Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Very plain. Just because society has changed its mind, just because a segment of the American people and even maybe in the world have changed their mind, it does not change God's mind. And so we stay the same. We don't change our creed. We continue to follow God's word. That makes us undenominational. Thank you for listening this morning. We hope you'll tune in again next Lord's Day as we continue looking at the subject of undenominational Christianity. Have a blessed day. Come and worship the Lord with us today if you have time and opportunity. Thank you.